Chapter 34, Faithful Condemned to Die. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Before the judge. The prison door was opened. Christian and Faithful were required to come to the bar of justice. They had to be condemned and receive a heavy punishment. But such a punishment could only be given by the judge. A little later, they stood before him. Christian and Faithful stood on the one side and their enemies on the other side. The accusers told what Christian and Faithful had done wrong. The judge listened carefully if the men truly deserved punishment. Being a judge is not easy. In order to do this well, you must be an honest man, of course. Unfortunately, this judge was not. His name was Lord Hategood. "Tell me, what did these men do wrong?" the judge asked the enemies. Taking turns, they told their story. Most of the time, they said the same thing. "These two men are our enemies. They break down our entire trade. In this way, we cannot buy and sell anything at the fair anymore. They are also the cause of the uproar in the city. They want everybody to think as they think. They even set up a party already. But beware, they have dangerous ideas. They say that the law of the king of our city is not important." Sternly, the judge looked at Christian and Faithful. "Well, men, do you have anything to say against this?" Faithful answered him. "We are not against these men," he said. "We are only against things which are not according to God's will. His will only is good." "But there was quite the uproar, friend. It was one big wild situation." "That was not my fault, sir. I am a man of peace. There are people standing around who saw that we were honest. They even said it. They did not want to join the others who blamed us for everything. Just ask those men." "Do you have anything else?" the judge asked Faithful. "Yes, I would like to say something else. Our accusers talked about the king of this city, but the king is the devil himself, and the devil is the enemy of our Lord. Therefore, I find him awful. And not only him, but also all other devils. Before, they were all good angels, but now they became terrible devils." The judge looked around and asked, "Who here is for our king? Is that one willing to come to the front and tell why? I would like to have proofs that these men are guilty." Three witnesses. Immediately, three witnesses come to the front. They heard and saw what had happened. "First tell me what your names are," the judge said. "Envy," the first one said. "What did you say?" the judge asked. "My name is Envy," he repeated. "And you?"
"My name is Superstition."
"And I am Pickthank, a person who is seeking flattery. Seeking self-praise," the third one said. "Do you know these two men?" The three men nodded. "Okay," the judge said, "so you are for the king and against these men. What do you bring against them?" Envy immediately began to talk with an angry voice. "Sir," he said, as he pointed to Faithful, "I have known this man for a long time already. I am willing to swear in front of everybody here present that he is a..." "Wait," the judge said, "calm down. The other two men must wait outside, and you must first swear an oath. We want to be sure you speak the truth."
Oh, yes, that is right, Envy said, and took the oath. My lord the judge, he said a little later, this man has a nice name, but he is the worst person of the entire country. He does not listen to the king. He does not listen to the people. He does not keep the laws, and he does not follow our customs. Is that everything you have to say? No, I have more. This man has wrong ideas, and the worst is that he shares them with other people. They must believe them too. He cries loudly that everything he is teaching is good. This is important, he then says. It is about faith and how to live in a holy manner. When the judge wanted to speak again, he quickly added, My lord the judge, do you know what he once said? I heard it myself. He pointed to our fair and cried, If you want to live a good and holy life, you cannot join in with all the customs in the city of vanity. He thinks these things do not belong together. He actually said that all our actions are wrong. Yes, that all of us are wrong. Do you have more to say? The judge asked. Yes, I actually do, but I do not want to be a bother, so let the other ones come first with their evidences. If those good men have enough evidence to kill faithful, it is well. But if it is not enough, I can tell more about him. Okay, the judge said. Please wait outside for a moment. Superstition was allowed to enter. First, he had to take the oath. The judge pointed to Faithful. Look at the prisoner, please. Superstition looked at Faithful for a moment. And, the judge continued, tell what you have to bring in for the king and against this man. Sir, Superstition said, I do not know this man very well. I do not even want to know him. I do know that he is a pest among the people. I know this because I talked with him a few times when he was with us in the city. He said, Your religion is not good. It is completely wrong. Do not think God agrees with it. My lord the judge, he actually said that our religion is useless. He thinks we are still in our sins and we must go to hell. You see, that is what I have against him. Let Pickthank come in, the judge ordered. Pickthank took the oath after entering. And what do you have to say for the king and against this man? The judge asked. My lord and all the nobles, Pickthank said, I have known this man for a long time already. I heard him say many things which he is not supposed to say. He spoke evil about the king of our city, and by the way, he also spoke evil words about our king's friends. Really? The judge asked. Which friends? My lord the judge, Pickthank said, you know that all the king's friends are noblemen. I can name 6 of them right away who were insulted by him. Mr. Old Man, Mr. Carnal Delight, Mr. Luxurious, Mr. Desire of Vainglory, Mr. Lechery, lewd or lustful, and Mr. Having Greed. And there were even more. Faithful said that all these noblemen should leave the city, and that will happen too if everybody thinks the same way I do, he said. By the way, Faithful also acted very hateful about you, Judge. He called you an ungodly villain, and he used even more of those names for our nobles. Then the judge's face turned as red as a beet. Furiously he turned to Faithful. You, ugly beggar, heretic, traitor, did you hear what these honest men witnessed against you? Faithful defended himself. May I say a few words to defend myself? Faithful asked. defend yourself, the judge cried. You are a bad person. You are not worthy to live any longer. You should be killed in the place where you are standing right now. Now, immediately, you are lucky that we will wait a little with that friend, for everybody needs to see how that we are attempting to be fair with you. Now, what do you want to say? Judge, I will tell you how everything happened. First, I want to say something about what Mr. Envy said. Envy thought I told the people wrong things. But do you know what was the only thing that I said? Everything which is against God's word is also against true Christians and against faith. That is all. If it is wrong what I said, then you may tell me now, and then I will admit that I should not have said it. Mr. Superstition also said a few things about me. He said I attacked your religion. Now I want to say this. When you truly want to serve God, you must believe in Him, of course. And you can only believe in Him if He shows something of Himself. God does that by His Word. Therein it is precisely written who He is and what He wants. Some people believe, but their faith is not according to God's will, and then it is worthless. Then those people are not going to heaven, neither will they receive eternal life, for their faith is not true then, even though it looks so nice. And finally, I would like to say something about what Mr. Pickthank said. He thought I insulted the king of the city and told ugly things about him. Judge, I only want to say this. I think your king, with all his nobles, belong in hell. It is better that they live there than here in the city. Now God be merciful unto me. The punishment. Dear noblemen and men of the justice bar, the judge said in a high voice, here is the man who caused the uproar in the city. You all have heard what the accusers brought in against him. You also heard his answer. Now the question is if he may still live. He laid his hand upon the book of the law and said, of course, we need our law in this. This law is always important. Otherwise, you cannot punish anyone. That would not be fair. We have very good laws. They are exactly like the laws which were used thousands of years ago. First, I will briefly tell you something about the good old laws. You have heard about Pharaoh before, right? The man nodded. Pharaoh was a servant of our king. He also made a law. All the boys of the people of Israel had to drown in the water. Of course, he was perfectly right. Otherwise, there would have come way too much people of that religion in his country. Again, the men nodded. Another law was made by Nebuchadnezzar. He was also a servant of our king. All people who would not kneel before his golden image had to be cast into the fiery furnace. And Darius, another servant, made a law which said that everybody who called upon God had to be cast into the den of lions. Our king still has these kinds of laws, so they are excellent laws. It is a terrible thing already when you have bad thoughts about these laws. But, and he pointed to Faithful a moment, this villain broke the law with his words and actions. We cannot let this go, men. Here we have a man who goes against our religion, and he even dares to say it too. He deserves to die. The men belonging to the justice bar again nodded. Yes, that must happen. They were Mr. Blind Man, Mr. No Good, Mr. Malice, Mr. Love Lust, Mr. Live Loose, Mr. Heady, Mr. High Mind, Mr. Enmity, Mr. Liar, Mr. Cruelty, Mr. Hate Light, and Mr. Implacable, a person that is not able to be calmed down. Together they wanted to think up a punishment and started crying out at the same time, "He is guilty. He deserves to be punished." This went on for some time. "Take turns," the judge yelled. Mr. Blind Man was their president and began, "I clearly see that this man is a heretic." "Away with him," Mr. No Good called next. "Away from this earth." "Yes, certainly," Mr. Malice cried. "I hate the very looks of him." Mr. Lovelust said, "I could never stand him." "Me neither," agreed Mr. Livloose. "He always told me what I was doing was wrong." "Hang him, hang him," Mr. Heady cried. "Oh, that evil villain," Mr. High Mind yelled. "Only by looking at him, my heart rises," Mr. Enmity said. Mr. Liar cried, "Away with that rogue." "Hanging would be too good for him," Mr. Cruelty yelled. Mr. Hate Light blinked his eyes a moment and said, "Come on, men, let us get him out of the way. Do not wait any longer." "I would never become friends with him," Mr. Implacable stated. "Never, not even if someone would give me the whole world." "So what must happen? Let us say it all together. He is guilty of death, sirs." The men not only said it, they were also willing to kill Faithful. Faithful was sentenced to death. Together they designed a very mean way of killing him. Then they brought him outside. First he was whipped and beaten. That was according to their law. They also cut him with knives and threw stones at him. They stabbed him with their swords, and in the end he was burned at the stake. Thus Faithful came to his end. But then I saw something special in my dream. Behind all those people who were looking at him was a chariot with horses. The chariot was waiting for Faithful. Exactly when the enemies were finished, the chariot took him. The chariot carried him along through the clouds. In the meantime, I heard the sound of trumpets. Thus he was brought to the celestial gate the shortest way. Explanation. Judges on earth must always be honest. Judge Hate Good seemed to be honest too. He listened attentively, first to the accusers and then to Faithful. And still, he was not a good judge, for a good judge knows that God's law is always the highest law. Judge Hate Good did not love God's law, and in the courtroom there were no men who loved the Lord. You could hear that by their names. Happily, there are good courts of justice too. Still, it happened more often that God's children were accused of unrest in certain places. Many of them had to die. Some were burned, others drowned, and again others hanged. Today there are Christians who are killed, and the only reason for that is because they confess their faith. They often died singing. Then the Lord was very close to them. Sometimes they were so glad that they said, "It is an honor that we may suffer for his name's sake, because we resemble the Lord Jesus now." The Lord Jesus also had to suffer and die outside of the gate. He had to die for the sins of his people. Therefore, the death of his children is not a punishment anymore. It is a gateway to heaven. How will it be with us when we must suffer and die for his name's sake? Are we also able to die like Faithful?